Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Props to Troy, who went and cut up the audio. Travis Frederick, his first interview since retiring, went on the Tomahawk podcast. Now, is this with Joe Thomas and AJ Hawk?
Yep. AJ Hawk. And he, it's a good podcast, evidently.
Why?
I don't know. They said it was number one ranked. I believe.
Well, no. We're not doing that because there's lies. We're the number one sports station, according to who? Well, my parents.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not talking about us, are you? Travis Frederick on the Tomahawk podcast. How do you feel now that you're retired?
I feel relieved. You know, I've been thinking about this for a while now, and it was tough. You know, it's a tough decision to make. You try and weigh all the options and see where you're going to be. But I've spent the last probably 3 months going through it, and it's been a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. So now it feels like the world's off my shoulders. I feel like it would have been that way either way had I decided that I wanted to play or had I decided I wanted to retire. Mm-hmm. But that stress, that weight of the world feeling is off my shoulders, and it makes me feel good. You know, unfortunately, we have all these other situations occurring. Everyone's locked down. You can't be leaving the house or anything like that to celebrate or go get some food or dinner or something like that. But I'm enjoying it so far.
Man. And you know that decision that you know you're going to hate to make or announce, and then you feel that relief. You can hear that relief in Travis Frederick's voice. What led to the decision? Was it just the autoimmune that you said didn't allow you to be the Hall of Fame type player that you were on the way to being, Travis Frederick, on what led to the decision to leave?
I think it was a culmination of a lot of different things. When you go in and you sort of make all the lists and charts and everything about what makes you want to stay and what makes you want to leave and where you're at, I think there's something about not being able to get to the level that you expect of yourself. Whether you believe that the level that you're currently playing at is good enough to serve the team is one thing versus, you know, being as good as you think that you can be. Mm. And I always said going in that I didn't want to get to the point where I couldn't leave on my own terms. And I didn't want to get to the point where I was a problem and needed to be taken out or asked to leave. You know, I wanted to be near the top and get out and try and be as healthy as I possibly can be. And so after going through what I went through last year and making it back and going through the year, and I felt like I got better through the year and got to the end of the year and was playing well again and got selected to the Pro Bowl, which I'm so fortunate to. You know, I thought that was a great cap for the comeback, and I felt like I was ready. I was ready to move on and spend a little bit more time with the family and get to do some things that I've been wanting to do for a long time. That football, with the amount of time it takes, just restricts you from being able to do that.
I wonder if Travis, and I've texted him twice.
Well,
with no response. So next time I see you again at the Katy Trail Ice House, no tequila shot for you, Travis. Messed up. I wonder if he feels like he could have ever gotten back, if he was close to getting back to 100%. As last year was the bounce back season, and I wonder, or maybe he doesn't know. Maybe with, you know, what is it called?
Guillain-Barré.
Guillain-Barré, maybe you just don't know. It's that unpredictable. You know, one day you can't get out of bed, and then the next day you're playing center in the NFL. And here's Travis talking about last year. Did you definitely play last season less than 100%?
I never felt like my health was less than 100%, but I think that taking the year off was difficult. I think that's what I struggled with a little bit. And you could see through the season that things were getting better. And I think it came down to the muscle memory and the neurological connections that you make there. And that when you see a look and you make a mistake on that look or you're slow against it, the next time you see it again as a good player, you don't make that mistake again. You know what's coming. You feel it. Mm-hmm. The problem is defenses are different and every defender is different. And so until you get to the point where you start to see those patterns again, you're not repeating those same mistakes or same situations that you were in. So if you play the first three games and they all play different defenses, let's call them A, B, and C, the fourth game you might play A again. And now you've been through some of those situations that you were before. Mm-hmm. And so when you take a full year off, you lose that continuity between A, B, C, D, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So you have to start over. And so I think that's where I found myself was early on in the season, I wasn't doing the things from muscle memory that I previously was able to. I had to think about them, causing me to be a little bit slow and causing me to be a little bit behind. But I think as the season went and I started to see things again, that's when I really started to pick up the game.
Man, there was some stuff we talked about in this, like, you know, the day figured out. You know, each day he was getting worse and worse. Like, just I can.
That was a great clip right there. That was a great clip.
I can imagine how scary that was. Like, getting out of bed, not being able to feel the floor, because of the there was no feeling in his feet, or not being able to hold a fork. Or he talked about how people die from this is that their nerves stop sending messages to their lungs to breathe.
And think about the perspective that he now. Think about the perspective we're all talking about right now, right? We're all saying, oh my gosh, you know, when I get to see my parents again, or when I get to see my family again, I'm really going to appreciate it this time. Or when I get to go out and see my friends again or socialize. Mm-hmm. Travis Frederick had this type of perspective, maybe even more, when he was fearing for his physical well-being, you know, well before coronavirus, when he doesn't take using his right leg to hit the accelerator anymore for granted, or walking up and down the steps. So when that sets in, you know, you talk about having a perspective of things are more important than football. Travis had it right there 2 years ago. This is Travis Frederick with his first interview since retirement on the Tomahawk podcast. What's next? What is next for the big fella? I've been reading a lot of Tolos say, no, Travis has said he's going back to Wisconsin. He's rolling out of DFW because that last answer, man, that could get him in the Monday night booth if he had a bigger name or on the fan permanently as an analyst. That was an incredible answer. What is next for Travis Frederick?
You know, I've been working on a couple of things off to the side, and I think number one, the thing that's next for me is spending time with the family and being back around. We're working on building a house back up in Wisconsin. So moving back up to the promised land. But also, you know, I run a foundation and I want to be able to spend a little bit more time working through that and trying to help the kids that we're working with there. And, you know, I've had a lot of interest in doing other things, getting back into the tech world and working on computers and working in the business world a little bit. So I'm excited to just try that out and see what it's like.
Oh, MyCC, mycomputercareer.edu for Travis Frederick. What is the place that you have lived that you would move back to that would surprise everyone else when you told them? Is there a place in Bum F, Tennessee when you were in college? Or for me, I guess Maryland, or if Troy would go back to Fairfield with that buffet that they have. You know, because here's Travis saying, yeah, we're building a place back in Wisconsin. It's like, what? People don't leave DFW. When people come to DFW, look at our transplant numbers, they stay. And I'm talking about athletes. Like, Dirk could go live back in Germany or live anywhere he wanted, obviously, in the entire world. He doesn't leave. Deion Sanders, Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, they all stay here. Darren Woodson, that's just naming the Cowboys. Is there a place that would surprise us where you'd be like, I could go back and live there for the rest of my life? I'd go build.
Go build, yeah. I've really loved every place I lived. I liked it. There's something I loved every place I've lived. I think you could find something great about every spot if you really look for it.
That's not true.
I loved Knoxville. Knoxville was great. I don't think I would move there, though. I don't know. Maybe surprise you, Albany was really cool. There's all mom and pops. It was very little chain stuff. And I love mom and pop stuff. So maybe Albany, but the weather sucks. Like, I wouldn't move there just because of the weather. Yeah. I don't want to deal with snow. I'm past that.
All right, so outside of here, a place that you've lived, where would you go? Somewhere in Jersey?
Princeton, probably.
Oh.
Yeah, Princeton. Yeah,
sandwich shop with Jason Garrett. Right?
But
Troy?
Nowhere, really.
No. I'm definitely staying in the Metroplex because the Metroplex is really no different than if you wanted to live in the country or you wanted to live in the city. Like, you can go to Dallas and be a big city folk, or you can go to Fort Worth and it's a little bit more calm, or you can go out to the country where you have all the pastures and the cows and the farmland. So, no. Stay in here, unfortunately for you guys.
I have a lot of places. I mean, I've lived in big cities, so it's not like I would go to someplace you never heard of, but, like, probably no place in Maryland. Definitely not Baltimore. Heck no. With the wire there. But Rockford, Illinois would be my very obscure place, and that was I hated that. It was the worst city I've ever lived in. So Travis Frederick is talking about moving back to Wisconsin. Final question that we'll play you right here in his first interview since retirement. Do you have any regrets?
I think for me, number one is win a Super Bowl. Just that's the ultimate goal for so many teams, and generally when you come into the league, that's what you're looking to do, and we weren't able to do that, and that was one of the hard parts about retiring this year. Is I feel like the players that the Cowboys have on the roster and the direction that they're moving, the new coaching staff, I feel good. I feel like this is a year that they have a chance to compete for that, and I had to walk away from that opportunity, but. They're so fleeting. There's only a certain number of players that get a chance to win a Super Bowl. And, it was time for me to move on. But that's the one thing that I wish that we'd have been able to accomplish.
Really good stuff. Man, he's a damn good interview. We, of course, knew that because of his weeklies on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.